Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
I want you to see here now, when in verse 14, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. And verse 15 says, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Now, wait a minute. Verse 14 says, now when the apostles were at Jerusalem, they heard that Samaria had received the word of God. They received the word of God. And they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 16, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So if you come to church and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you get baptized, the way I read that scriptures, those scriptures right there, you can receive Jesus and get the Holy Spirit in the foyer of your heart, but you don't get the power of the Holy Spirit or the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. These men and women had already accepted Jesus, they'd accepted Him and been baptized in the name of Jesus, but until these men got there and prayed another prayer and laid their hands on them, these people didn't receive the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. At least that's the way I interpret that. I don't know if you interpret it like I do, but that's the way I get it. So I begin to ask these questions. And then when I went over to, let's see, what scripture was the next one I wanted to go to? 19. Yeah, 19. I want to go to 19. In chapter 19. And I'll start with verse 1. 19:1, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. Now, this is Paul. He said unto them, now this is the Apostle Paul. Now, let me ask you this question before I read that next statement. How many of you think Apostle Paul was a pretty sharp guy? I think he was one of the most educated men of the time. Well, let me ask you this. If I were to come up to you and you had just bought a new car and you were driving it down the road, and I never saw a car come without tires. Did you? I mean, have you ever seen anybody buy a new car that didn't come without tires? So what would you think about me if you walked up to me and said, Thurman, I just bought myself a new car. I said, great. Did you get tires on your new car? What would you think about me? Well, literally, what would you think? Is something wrong with me?
Yeah.
Now then, what if I said, did you get air conditioning on your car? Can you buy a car with or without air conditioning? Sure you can, yeah. Or if I'd have said, did you get an AM, FM radio or just an AM radio? You wouldn't think nothing about the question. But if I were to say, did you get an engine in your car?
No, wait
a minute now, Thurman. Give me a break. The cars don't come without engines. Well, did you get tires on it? Wait a minute. They don't come without tires. You have to have tires and an engine. Okay, so if I were to ask that kind of a stupid question, then what would Paul say here in verse 2? Paul said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, wait a minute. If you can't get something else, if you can't receive more of the Holy Ghost than you got when you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, then why in the world would the Apostle Paul ask such a dumb question? It does have some thought, doesn't it? Well, it must be. And they said, and we have not so much as heard will there be a Holy Ghost. See, that's what's wrong with the church. Most of the church don't know there's a Holy Ghost. It's only a portion of the church teaching it. A part of the church don't even know there's a Jesus. I mean, seriously. There is churches out there that don't even teach Jesus. I mean, I'm serious. It's a sad thing. And in verse 3, he said unto them, what were you baptized? And they said, under John's baptism. Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then when Paul had laid his hands upon him, them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what I say. So I thought, Lord, I mean, as I'm going down the road that day after I heard a Baptist preacher, he had a PhD from the seminary, and he preached against the Holy Ghost on Sunday. It's in a Baptist church. So Sunday, as I drove by the church, I said, Lord, I truly believe that man loves you with all his heart. I just think he's been deceived by the doctrines of man. I said, the way I read the Word of God, I believe that there is a second thing called the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And I said, Lord, I want that. I said, I have never led anybody to Christ. I've never had the strength to witness to anybody boldly or nothing. I'm just a dead Christian, although I come to church all the time. And I said, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being a sick and tired Christian. I want some power. So I said, Lord, would you please fill me with the Holy Ghost and power? And bam, it hit like a ton of bricks. And I had power. I began to get revelation. I became conscious of the demonic world. I started going out, winning people to Jesus, praying for the sick, casting out demons, and seeing God do all kinds of wonderful things. So if you go to a church that teaches there's no such thing as a second event called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you need to ask them what they think about Acts 8. Actually, go back to 1, where he told them, you know, go and wait for the coming. Go take them all the way back to John 20, where he said, I breathed on you, receive the Holy Ghost. Then a few days later, he told them to go to Jerusalem and pray for 10 days and wait for the coming of the power of the Holy Ghost. And whatever you do, don't leave without that power. See, that's what's wrong with us today. In the church, we leave without that power. Without that power, that's when the devil beats upon us. But when you receive the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, when you ask for it, believe it's done, because you must believe it, and it will happen. Then you can take that Holy Spirit and you can go forth in a power, and you can have boldness to witness to the lost. You can have boldness to charge hell. In fact, you can take your squirt pistol out full of water and walk right through the pit of hell, putting out them demons right and left. Casting out demons and healing the sick. And the Lord will be proud of you as one of His son or His daughter. You absolutely do that. So, whatever you do, don't leave home without the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. If you've never asked for it, ask for it. Ask the Lord to fill you. Say, Lord, fill me to overflowing. And then again, as you read the Word of God, you'll find out that infilling power goes away. Oh, ask every day, at least once a day, for it to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Ask and pray and believe it's done. Let Him refill your gas tank. You pull into the gas station, fill your car up, you'll fill it up only once. Not unless you only want to go 200 or 300 or 400 miles. If you only fill it up once, you run out and it's dead in the water. You got to stop and refill it every once in a while if you want to continue to be able to drive your car. So you need to do that. And you can do it according to Luke 11:13. The Lord clearly says, all you got to do is be obedient and ask me, and I will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Then I want to show you in Matthew 28:18 and 19, the Magna Carta of the church, which is what the Baptist church has stood on this. And it says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. How much power is given to Jesus? All power. Where? Heaven and earth. So He's now king. He's defeated the devil. Everything is His. So He said, go you, put your name right there, go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now that was the Magna Carta of the Baptist Church. But we never quoted verse 20. I don't know how many times I heard those two verses preached on in a Baptist church, but I never read verse 20. One day it says, and teach them, the new converts, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, or the end of the world. Command the new converts to do everything I have commanded you to do? What did He command them to do? Well, I don't know. Well, let's turn back and find out. Let's go to Matthew 10:1, and let's see what Jesus commanded the disciples to do. So then you'll know what you're supposed to do. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Wow, isn't that awesome? He's given us that power. And verse 5 says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, but into the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8 says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. Now, if Jesus gave that a power to the disciples, then he told them to go and preach and command all the new converts to do everything he had commanded them to do. What are we supposed to be doing as the church? Where is our spiritual authority? We're supposed to be saving the lost, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, and casting out demons. Now, most of the church don't even know there is such thing as demons. The church definitely doesn't know. And I asked this question diligently for years. Is it possible for a Christian to have a demon? I mean, but you know, the church taught me, no, Thurman, no way that a demon could live in a Christian's and not with the Holy Spirit too. Well, see, I didn't know. And I searched diligently for years. And then finally one day, in answer to this question, the Lord Himself came to me one night. And I'm reading Luke 13:11. And when I'm reading 13:11, it says, and the woman, the daughter of Abraham, which had a spirit of infirmity, which had bound her for 18 years, and she could nowise lift herself up. The Lord says, son, you have one of those living in your body. Now, if you've been asking everybody, and you've been asking the Lord, Lord, is it possible for me as a Christian to have a demon? And you can't get no answers nowhere else. Nobody else is willing to tell you that, yeah, you as a Christian could have a demon. Nobody. I asked some of the best preachers I know of. None of them would give me an answer. Or they'd beat around the bush for 30 minutes. When I walked off, I knew less than I did when I got there.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.